Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 2, The Parable of the Search for the Soul, page 476. Camest thou not down to open the doors of fate, the iron doors that seem forever closed, and lead man to truth's wide and golden road that runs through finite things to eternity? Is this then the report I must make, my head bowed with shame before the eternal seat? His power he kindled in thy body has failed. His laborer returns, her task undone. Then Savitri's heart fell mute. It spoke no word. But holding back her troubled rebel heart, abrupt, erect, and strong, calm like a hill, surmounting the seas of mortal ignorance, its peak immutable above mind's air, a power within her answered the still voice. I am thy portion here charged with thy work, as thou myself seated forever above. Speak to my depths, O great and deathless voice, command, for I am here to do thy will. The voice replied, remember why thou camest. Find out thy soul. Recover thy hid self. In silence seek God's meaning in thy depths. Then mortal nature change to the divine. Open God's door. Enter into his trance. Cast thought from thee, that nimble ape of light, in his tremendous hush, stilling thy brain, his vast truth wake within, and know and see. Cast from thee sense that veils thy spirit's sight, and the enormous emptiness of thy mind, thou shalt see the eternal's body in the world, know him in every voice heard by thy soul, in the world's contacts meet his single touch. All things shall fold thee into his embrace. Conquer thy heart's throbs, let thy heart beat in God. Thy nature shall be the engine of his works. Thy voice shall house the mightiness of his word. Then shalt thou harbor my force and conquer death. Then Savitri by her doomed husband sat, still rigid in her golden, motionless pose, a statue of the fire of the inner sun. In the black night, the wrath of storm swept by, the thunder crashed above her, the rain hissed, its million footsteps pattered on the roof. Impassive, mid the movement and the cry, witness of the thoughts of mine and moods of life, she looked into herself and sought for her soul. A dream disclosed to her the cosmic past, the crypt seed and the mystic origins, the shadowy beginnings of world fate, a lamp of symbol lighting hidden truth, imaged to her the world's significance. In the indeterminate formlessness of self, creation took its first mysterious steps. It made the body's shape a house of soul and matter, learned to think, and person grew. She saw space peopled with the seeds of life and saw the human creature born in time. At first appeared a dim, half-neutral tide of being emerging out of infinite naught. A consciousness looked at the inconscient vast, and pleasure and pain stirred in the insensible void. All was the deed of a blind world energy. Unconscious of her own exploits, she worked, shaping a universe out of the inane. In fragmentary being, she grew aware, a chaos of little sensibilities, gathered round a small ego's pinpoint head. In it, a sentient creature found its poise. It moved and lived, a breathing, thinking whole.